We're learning Masechtas Pesachim Daf Nun Alefim and Beis. Sugya starts in an Alefim and Aleph, brings Amalei Rabbi Rabbi Chana Lubnei. Rabbi Chana told his son like this: "Bini loy teichal loy b'fanai v'loy shaloy b'fanai. Don't eat." Rashi says, "Don't eat the Asura." The Gemara before said Rabbi Chana, when he came to Bavel, he ate the Chalev Kul Da'Yisra, and he told his son not to eat it. Not in front of me, not in front of me. Why? Because Anishu Isias Reb Yechanan Shachol, I saw Reb Yechanan eating the Deasa, so Mamela, I can eat it. Kedayu Reb Yechanan Lismachal Befanav Vishalai Befanav. At the Lerui Isa, I say, like Techol Bein Befanav Vishalai Befanav. You didn't see him? So you can't eat it, not in front of me, not in front of me. Then he was the Pliga Didei Didei, because Rabbi Machan himself said that Reb Yechanan and Elazar told him that he went to, after Abshimim and Abesib in Lakunya to a garden, and he took Svichei Kruv and he ate it, and he gave it to me, and he said, you can eat it b'fanei, but not shaloi b'fanei. I saw Abshimim eating it, so Abshimim, Kedai Abshimim, Lismachal of Bein Lufanev, Bein Shaloi b'fanev, but you should only eat it in front of me. So that's the plea of the day of the day, that he told his son about eating the Ayisra, that you can't eat it, not in front of me, not in front of me. But then he himself said that Reb Shimon Yosef and Yekunya told Reb Yechem and Elazar he could eat it b'fanei but not shaloi b'fanei. A very shver sugya. But the first kasha we'll ask is that the Gemara before said that Rabbi Bechana ate this da'yisra when he came to Bavel, and Rashi explained that Bnei Bavel had a minig not to eat it, and Bnei Yisrael had a minig to eat it. Bnei Yisrael ate so a neigim b'heter, and Bnei Bavel a neigim b'yisr. And as a shaila, if it was a machlokes in din, it's actually a machlokes of Kivin or Bishmol, and the shaila is who we paskin like, Bnei Yisrael, they paskin leheter, that it's mutter to eat it, and Bnei Bavel paskin leisr and tosim midereisa. Or is the pshat that everyone paskins leheter, Bnei Bavel and neig and minig eser? That's a shaila. It's a sugi in chul and afnun, it speaks about it there. Al Kabbalah, the Gemara asked the Kasha, why didn't Rabbi Chana do the Chumre Makam Shalach L'Sham? And the Gemara says, because from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, you don't have to be Nei Chumre Makam Shalach L'Sham. Or, that was Abayi's Teretz, and Rav Ashi's Teretz is, you're not Nei the Chumre Makam Shalach L'Sham when it's night to Lachzer. So what's the pshat? Why did he have to say, I'm eating it because I saw Bechana eating it? Stop, the minig in Eretz Yisrael was to eat it. And he has been Nogei Tzol, he came from Eretz Yisrael. He's Daite Lachzer. Bechlal, according to Abaya, you could always be Seimech HaMenogei Eretz Yisrael. So what's the pshat? Why does he need an Eretz Yisrael Bechana? It's Mamash Apella, the two Gemaras, one after the other. This Gemara says that has a Kasha, that it's Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham. And the Gemara says, you don't have Chumri Makam Shalach L'Sham, so the Chari could be Seimech on the Minig Eretz Yisrael. And this Gemara says, because he's Yisrael Bechana need it. So the Chari, you have to say that what he meant to say was that even if he's in Bavel, or his son, let's say, wasn't planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael, even if he'd have been hungry in Bavel, since he saw Reb Yechanan eat it, he could eat it. As then the Chari, you have to say, Mitzad Chaim Rakusha, Bemison the Me'iri seems to be saying it. The Me'iri says, the Me'iri Stam discusses, he says whatever he wrote, the Gabe Chumim Makam Shalak Sham, Yasa Sham, he has a whole sheet in the Sugya. He says, that's only when it's B'teris Minik. But let's say it's B'teris Halacha and there's a Machlokes. Sometimes, there's no Din Minik in that. Actually, sometimes there is. But sometimes, the ones who hold it's Mutta could do like they want to do, and the ones who hold it's Asi, they want to do, even if they're in the same city. But then he writes like this. He says, Afa Elu, Imra Roiv B'nei Ha'ir, Saiv B'nei Kadasa Aysir, V'hu Noig Het Mitzad Mashiro L'chacha Mufuk Sheyamate, V'ein Amate Mitzad Atzmai, He says that the case of the Gemara, see, he teaches the Gemara a case of Reiv Vnei Yair are going like the Eiser, and he holds like the Matir, because he saw Adam God will be Matir. Similarly, he could do it, but he shouldn't tell the Bnei Bais to do it. So it sounds like there's no minik to your Matir. He's saying Reiv Vnei Yair, Saiv Mekadasa Eiser. But he still could do a heter because he saw Reb Yechanan need it. Once I saw this in the Dibros Meisha, in Masechta Shabbos, Simeon Yonan and Beis, I'm going to speak out a little bit what he says. that this that he saw Ve'echan Ina will matter even if it's a makam that the minig is lahachmir. And so the Bikur Sevram explains that the pshat's like this. When you're dealing with minig, there's two types of minagim, like the Rishayim say, there's a minig also chumra, that they know a certain way for a chumra. There's a minig that paskins halacha alpi the minig. So if the minig is fachros halacha, if you have a chacham that's roi lachri himself, so then the minig's not negated to him. He can be mechri kenega the minig. He's the minig is b'makam safik. You go with the minig. He doesn't have a safik. Legabe him, legabe his psak, it's like a minig tais. The minig wouldn't stop him from doing his psak. So that's what's going on here. That Rabbi Baruchana was saying, Avada l'chayim, once you have the minig of Eretz Yisrael, stop me kirit. And anyone in Eretz Yisrael kirit. And l'chayim, anyone that's died the lives of Eretz Yisrael kirit. But he means if he wouldn't have the minig Eretz Yisrael, or maybe his son wouldn't have that minig, Samela, he kirit because he saw a b'yechon and eating it, but his son can't. But l'chayim, what's a little bit shver is the other way. So how come when the Gemara asked the Kasha, V'lesle l'rambam b'chana hodet na neysel chumi wakam sholach l'sham, L'chayi, the Gemara should have answered this teretz, that since he saw a b'yechon eat it, so maybe he's not even as a minig. Why does the Gemara have to say it's al sait the lachzer? But that's the first problem with the sugya. That b'chlal, what does he need to see a b'yechon eat it? L'chayi, the minig of eight soul is to eat it. You have to say it means even when there was no minig. Now, the other problem with the sugya, more obvious, is what's his mile that he saw a b'yechon and eat it? So he saw a b'yechon eat it, so what? So machloikis, right? And also, what's the difference if you saw Rabbi Yechanan and his son didn't see Rabbi Yechanan, so he can't be mekel? And also, what's even a little bit more shver is, what's the schilik in the Gemara about befanim and shalei befanim? There's a din, if you saw the gadol do his hayral lehetter, you're allowed to be say mechanet. And if you didn't see it, you're not allowed to be say mechanet. So here, Reb Shimon Yaisi ben Lekunya tells him, I saw Reb Shimon, I can be samech and bein befanav bein shlei befanav, but you didn't see Reb Shimon, you could still be samech on it befanai, but not shlei befanai. What's this mailah? What's the two l'shaynis rabbeva? What are they arguing about? So the Dibris Moshe and Moshe Feinstein, he's mairich about this inyan there in the Dibris Moshe Masech l'Shabbos Simin Yud Anav Beis. He's mairich a lot. The B'kitz and Nimitz, he says like this. He says, he said that when there's a machlokes, so you can't just be samech on the mekel that you want. There's halachas. If there's a rave that's machme, you have to be machme. If it's equal, so but they're ice, you have to be machme. They're bunny, you can be mekel. That's the halacha. There's kol yapsak. But if you have a rav that he himself is a barahachi to be machri in this machlokes, he's machri the way he understands it. It doesn't matter what the rave is. We have in the Gemara in Shabbos, in Kaimashar Beleza, they did machshir and mila on Shabbos, it says in Kof Lamed, because he could bask it, even the rave held that machshir and mila is not there for Shabbos, or Beleza could bask it, not that way. So Zot Yav Meisha, who would then, when a chacham is paskins a shiloh, the one he paskins to could be saimach on the psak, ben lekula, ben lechumra. The psak is chal, and he can be Samech, it's a psak for him, he can be Samech. It doesn't matter what other Chachamim hold. If he has no psak, so he can't just stand be Samech on a Chacham, you have to see what all the other Chachamim hold. And by the Reis, you go to Chumra, by the Rabbani, you go to Kul. There's a Raif, you go to Basa Raif. But if a Chacham was a Gila, Iran, and Paskins for you, you can be Samech on that, even to be Mekel by the Reis, is Kenega the Rabbit. That's your psak. Now, Rabbi Yechanan had a psak. He held that the Ayisha was mutter, that was his psak. Rabbi Barbachana didn't have a psak, even though he was a Gila Roy, he was a Gadol, but in this Shaila, he didn't have a psak. He wasn't able to be Mechriya. But if Rabbi Yechanan ate the fun of, this Ramesh, this is a big Kaddish, that's considered like a psak to Rabbi Barbachana that it's mutter. He says, even though Rabbi Barbachana didn't ask him, he says, he just saw him eating it, but if you could eat the fun of, that means you're passing that it's mutter, and if someone who sees you eating, that's pshat is you got a psak from you that it's mutter. Rabbi Chana had a psak from a bechon that it's mutter, he could be saying mechon the psak. His son didn't have the psak. His son can't be saying mechon the psak. That's the ikka shtickel. Now what's the vart then of befanav and shalei befanav? So Ramesh explains that the pshat is, it's a shayla, the Gemara is a discussion, is it considered when he eats it befanav, let's say the son of Rabbi Bechana or Rabbi Yechim and Elaz is eating it on his own. So he didn't have the psak, so he's not allowed to do it. Well, no. Since it's Bechanov, so the pshat is, Yen is being Meicheltin. He's eating it because of his Rebbe. In other words, he says, when the Rebbe gives you food to eat, it's not Derech Eretz not to eat it. So Mel, that's not considered you eating it. That's considered your Rebbe feeding it to you. So Mel, he's allowed to feed it to you because he could be Seimich on the psak. Abyssal Shreir is Svar. So it's a bissel mechudish to say that's considered a psak, just seeing him eat it. I want to say another derech, which is koyev to Rav Meisher's derech, that not the pshat that seeing him eating it is a psak. But you find another inyan, like we spoke at the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kaf Lamed, that Mkaymish or Abelezer, they were cursed and ate some lasses b'chamim to make a milah, since he had makshir milah derech Shabbos, in his place, they were Mechal and Shabbos by Mila for Makshir and Mila, and that was fine, and they got sky for it. And the other Tanam also, the Mekayma Shel, and they said, Glil, they ate Basar Oif B'cholav. Whatever the case was, when you had a Tana which held a certain way, in his Makam they passed him like him, even though it was Keneged the Rabbit. So what's the Pshan in that? Mechay, he didn't pass him for everybody in the Makam, they didn't ask him the Shail, it says Mekayma. So Mechay, the Teretz is, Azaybi, like Rav Meisher is saying, the Yachid can have his own psak. His Talmidim, the people in his Makam, his Talmidim, have the psak of their Rebbe. That's their psak. Rabbi Bechana was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Since he saw Rabbi Yechanan eating it, so the pshat is, he's eating it, but Teres Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. Not but Teres Hira. But his son is not a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So maybe his son can't eat it. But the other Rabbi Bechana, Epshim and Yisman, they couldn't help like this. That, you see, the Gemara Vaisis had a chiddush. Ani re'isu b'yechanan sha'achal, so I can eat it bein b'fanav, bein shloi b'fanav. Vaisis, even he, Yisur b'yechanan eat it, maybe it's only b'fanav. The Pshat is after shtel tzu to Rabbi Yechanan. But since Yisur b'yechanan eat it, so that means he's like a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan inyan zeh, even shloi b'fanav. But the Shailas may be Talmud of Karusa, maybe be a Talmud. If you're a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, maybe you also can have Menhage Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Bechana held no. You didn't see Rabbi Yechanan. There's no such thing. And Reb Shim and Yosef and Yekunya said, no, as long as it's Befanav, the Miri says, Kol's man shu b'chayev, as long as I'm alive, so you also nichol and Talmud Reb Shimon, but not Shaloi Befanav. See, the Dvar Shmuel is admired that this whole Gemara is not brought in the Pesachim altogether. This whole discussion that if you see a Gadol eat, you see a Gadol be Noyig Heter, you can be Noyig like him, Bein Befanav, Ein Shloi Befanav, and people who see you can be Noyig Befanav, but not Shloi Befanav, yeah, Nish, Pligi Didei Didei, not brought in the Pesachim Bechlal. Very interesting, why not? So I saw the Mi'iri says like this, we quoted the Mi'iri before, the Mi'iri says that somebody who Roy Bnei Ir called like the Isaac, and he goes like the Matah because he saw a Chacham Mufag Matah, but it's not the Pshat that he himself is Matah. So he says, ain't a Roy that the Bnei Beisei should be Noyig Heter. And he says, V'im al-Kopanim, he wants that they base in Mshachim Achav should do it. Roy Loy Shias here, Mshalinik Hetav Achrav, only Befanav, not Shaloy Befanav. Smashim Iker Adin, they could be Nayig Hetav. That's what Smashma. It's not Roy to let them do Nayig Hetav, and if he does, it's not Roy Shaloy Befanav. So maybe Lefimai Hezba, the Pshan is that Talmidah Talmidah is also Talmidah. So that's in the Kubinayakat. The whole Gemara was just what's Roy to do, even though it's still a little bit swear, why is it brought in the Peskim? It makes it a bit leichter. Now a little bit, let's go through the sugya of Svichei Kruv. The Gemara says, Mai Rab Shimon, what was the issue of Svichei Kruv? That Rab Shimon said, Kol HaSvichem Asurim Chutz MiSvichei Kruv Shein Kiyotz Ben B'Yerek HaSada. Chamayim Kol HaSvichem Asurim. So Rab Shimon says, all Svichem are except for Svichei Kruv, which you don't have something similar to in the Erek Hasada. And the Chum say all Svichem are including Svichei Kruv. And the Gemara says, Tavayim Alibid Erbe Kiva. They both go according to Erbe Kiva. because the Brisa says like this, Heinlein nizivul and esef tvuaseinu. The people say, what are we going to eat? We didn't plant and we didn't gather in the tvuah. So what does it mean we didn't plant and we didn't gather in the tvuah? If you didn't plant, there is no tvuah. The Teretz says it's tvuah that grows on its own, svichen. So that teaches you the svichen or aser. So we keep all svichen or aser. And what's the machlekes? Rabban and hold gazvina and svicha ikruva the shai svicha the alma. Rabshim and hold loy gazvina and svicha ikruva the shai svicha the alma. So Rashi says that the arguing is man biya ve'elech. And how come svicha ikruva is mutter? So he brings the first lashin that it's like a tree. So Mela, that's why it's mutter, because it's like a tree. It's not like a plant. But he says, what's the difference if it's like a tree? It still should be nisir of biya. Also, he didn't think it's called Svichim. So Rashi says the reason why Svicha Kruv is Mutter is because it's not Kol L'chaim in Asada. So there is no beer by Svicha Kruv. That's Rashi's Pshan in the Sugya. Now the Rishonim ask a lot of kashas. We'll speak about some of them. Taisus asks one of the kashas that if we're dealing with the Isra of after beer, why did the Gemara bring the Pasuk of Heimlein Nizuv L'Nesuv Tzvuaseinu? Why didn't the Gemara bring the Pasuk like it brought on Daf Nebeis and Mebeis, that we darshin calls man shechayeh chalos min asada hayochel lebehem min abayis kol lechayeh min asada kol lebehemdcha min abayis. That's where you learn at the din of beer that you need that the chayeh should be able to have it, should be available for the chayeh in the asada in order for it to be given to behem and who would then for the person in the house. So what's this extra pasuk? What's this new pasuk of anesef to a seinu legabi beer? Another kasha taisa says that there's no machlekes about beer. If Rabbi Kiva says that svichim are aser, the Rabbanan also hold that there's a din of beer. So why are you saying it's aliba de Rabbi Kiva? Everyone holds a beer. There's never a machlekes Rishaynim about beer. Another thing the Rishaynim asks is that the Rishaynim hold that beer is not an isra achila, it's just a chiv to be mafkirit. There's actually a tesis on the days of Abayis which discusses this, Mizbayim b'chol makim. So not a kasha, Rashi could hold that there's an Isra Achila by beer, the Asar Mishainim that hold that way. But the Teres Zoram says a Maridik Ibshat. The Teres Zoram, Rabbi Pimanchik, in his Sefer on Zoram, his Mesech the Shvi, his Perik Dalav, his Perik Tes, Mishta Aleph, he says, okay, the Din Beer of Anu we learn out from Hemdecha Lechaya, the you learn out is a Din Beer. But what is the Din Beer? That we don't know. That's the Machalekis of Akiva Nerabanim. What exactly is a Din Beer? And they're arguing pshat, he brings the Teres Kainim, they're arguing pshat in Hein Lein Nizl and Esses to Aseinu. Rabbi Kiva says it's an Isser Achila. And the Rabbanan say, no, it's a din to be mafkir. So Zayi can learn it means without this man beer, but Rashi learns it means with this man beer and fakert. Rabbi Kiva is saying that we couldn't plant, and whatever did grow, after this man beer, we couldn't eat it. Lein Esses to Aseinu. And the Rabbanan say, it doesn't mean we couldn't eat it, it means that we're mafkir it. So that's good for the machlekes. That explains, that answers these kashas. Very geschmack. They want to know the pasuk of beer is by mechayev. Of course it is. This pasuk teaches you what to do by the beer. This pasuk teaches you, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Isser Achila after the beer. And the Rabbanu who argue in Kiva hold, there's no Isser Achila, it's just a din to be mafkir. So the machlekes Rishaynim, according to Rashi, is the machlekes Tanan. Now, the Rishaynim ask another kasha. Now, what does it mean? Rashi says in the end that the pshan and svicha kuvitz is not kol l'chaim in asada. So there is no beer. What does it mean after this man beer if it's not kol l'chaim in asada? And when do they have such a thing with geyser up to other things which do have a beer? Everything has its own beer, and if there is no beer, so there is no beer. When do you find that a peri which is not kol l'chaim in asada, it should be us and geyser up to ones that are kol l'chaim in asada? We don't find such a thing. And if you're going to say that there's such a gzeira, so when is that gzeira? L'mayim said there is no zman beer. So Taisus, when he quotes Rashi, Taisus says that the sheirish is not kolah. The sheirish is not kolah. Could be the olam are kolah. So this could be an answer to the kasha. I saw in the sefer Dvayanka, Gvaldiga sefer, Heindiga sefer, Gvaldiga likud sefer, but he says like this, he says some all his own chedushim. He says, you can learn the sugya like this. The kruv, the leaves really do be called a minasada. So why does Rashi say it's not called a minasada? Because the roots are not called a minasada. So even though we don't go pick any more leaves of the kruv, because there's no more leaves left, but the chayim could still eat the root. That's why it's not called a chayim minasada. The chayim could still eat the root, and the melo, that's why it's not called a chayim minasada. But when the leaves are gone, people are going to think that there's a din beer. So melo, that's why they made a gzeira of Svicha Kruva to Shai Svicha. This is all in Rashi. Now Taisis brings the Pshat of many times. Pshat is that the Gemara is not talking about after beer. The Gemara is talking about Stam. There's an Isatit Svichim. That's a Rav Vishayin Amol. Isatit Svichim. Svichim Asatit. Anything that grows on its own during Shemitah is Asatit, period, even before the Zman beer. So how come Svicha Kruva Mutter? Taisis says because it's not Daimit to Shai Svichim. Because the Torah only asks Svichim Dumi the Zriya, namely Nizra. Svicha Kruva is Damali Ilan. Because they said, Kruva Nichlan Amvin Oilam by Besulam, a Kruva is a tree-like plant. It's not a plant-like plant. And the Mela, there's no Din Svichim, there's no Issa Deraisa of Svichim by Svicha Kruva. But since, I guess, people don't realize that, so Mela is a Machlaikis if he gives a Svicha Kruva to Shai Svichim. Now, why is it only called Rebbe Kiva? Because Rebbe Kiva Svichim is Deraisa, so Mela he gives a Svicha Kruva to Shai Svichim. But there are Banan old Svichim and there are Banan. So Mel Yinakaiser. So according to Rabbanan, you're not going to be geyser by Svicha Kruv, and Mel will be mutter. Now it's interesting, the Rambam, Hilchos Shmita Perek Dalach of Meis, he passes like the Rabbanan, and Svicha Ma'asim in Rabbanan. But he says all Svicha Ma'asim, he doesn't say Svicha Kruv and mutter. So the Shaar HaMelech wants to know, so how do you learn this Gemara? This Gemara says that the Machlokes of Svicha Kruv and mutter Asim goes like Rabbi Kiva. And we don't pass like Rabbi Kiva. So Taiz explains, like Rabbi Kiva, there's a shaila, maybe you guys are svichei kruva to shai svichim, and felt like they're banan, the kol yom it's mutter. So why did the Rambam say it was mutter? So zok the Shaar HaMelech, the Rambam said faket, because why did the Rabbanan say that svichim are asr? The Rambam explains, the reason why the Rabbanan said that svichim are asr is because if svichim would be mutter, we're going to be afraid that there might be people, every aveirim, that will plant their garden secretly, and people will see, oh, your garden is growing, what happened? Oh, they'll say it must have grown by itself. The seeds must have dropped there by itself. So Mela, we don't want that to happen. So we say that you can't eat anything even if it grows by itself. That's the Issa Derabbanan. So there, Lagami, that's the Issa Derabbanan. There's no Chilton Kruv in anything else. If it's a Din Deraisa, so the Raisa is only by Zerah, not by Kruv, which is Daimon to Ilan. But if it's a Din Derabbanan, then anything that grows on its own is also because maybe people will plant, so Kruv is also that way. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Issa Deraisa, it's only by Zeron. So Mela Kruv, it doesn't pass. So Mela have a Machlokes if you guys read on. But according to Rabbanan, Lekuli Alma it's Aser, because the Tam to Aser Svicha would apply to Kruv as well. That's what Shaar HaMelech says in the Rambam. Now let's see the next sugya. The Gemara is telling Zich on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this. If you go from a Makim, Sha'aisin, Lamakim Sha'ainaisin. If you go from a place where they do Malach Erev Pesach Til Chatzais, to a place where they don't. Or you go from a place where they don't do malacha to a place where they do. You get the chumim makam shiatsi misham. That means when you're going from a place where you don't do malacha to a place where you do, you have to be machmir. And you get chumim makam shalach hasham. That means you go from a place where you do malacha to a place where you don't do malacha, always you have to be machmir. And then it says, Aishana adam neam machlekis. And you shouldn't change from what the meaning of where you are, because that will cause machlekis. So Gemara says, I can understand when you're going from a place where they do malacha to a place where they don't do malacha, so then Aishana mehem machlekes. You don't do malacha there because that will be a machlekes. But if you go from a place where they don't do malacha to the place where they do malacha, so if you're not going to be mishana, it means you're going to have to do malacha. But what do you mean? The Mishnah says that you have a chumim makam shiatsi misham. So mainly you can't do malacha. So it doesn't stem the two things. You can't be mishana mehem machlekes. It means you have to do what they're doing and they do malacha. But you have chumim makam shiatsi misham. That means you don't do malacha. So Abaye says, Aishana neam achleikis is going dafka on the resha. The resha, the case of halachi makam sha'aisel, makam sha'ainaisel, then Aishana neam achleikis. But in the sefer, where you're going from a makam sha'ainaisel, the makam sha'aisel, then you are mishana. You have to do the chumim makam shiatsi misham. Rabbi says, no, it's going on the sefer. And what it means is, aim the zeb mishamshina machleikis. That there's no problem of Yishan Mechlekes. My comment, Arayim Mlacha Asur, that people think Mlacha Asur. No, maybe I'm a comment, Belani, Kim Beshukah. They're not going to say you're being Mishan for the minute. They're going to think you don't have any work to do. So it comes out, Lechari Mechlekes, La Halacha, between Abayi and Rafa. Abayi says, you have a din of Chumim Mokim Shiatsi Misham. And even if it will cause Mechlekes to be Machm like the Chumim Mokim Shiatsi Misham, it doesn't matter. You have to do Chumim Mokim Shiatsi Misham, even if it's going to be a Mechlekes. But Rava holds that the Mishnah points out, So what if the chumra would have a problem with shina machlekes? So then you don't do the chumra makom shatzim misham. As I state in Taisis, it's printed on the Mbezim and after masking the makom shekol makom shaleikol l'chayev levayr. And as I state in the Rosh explains, because the whole din of chumra makom shatzim misham is a din derabbanim midraisa it's mutter. So mele when there's a machlekes, you don't do it because God will hashalim. As I state in the Rosh, and that's the psak halach according to Rava. So the Ran also says, the Ran, the Chiddush Ran explains that Rava holds is going on both the Sefer and the Reisha. Is the Ran Lishitase? Because like we said in the previous year, Taisit says that the Mishnah is Litzdadim. When do you do Chumim Makam Shiyatzim Misham? When it's Night El Arzer. When do you do Chumim Makam Shahalach Lasham? When it's Ain't Night El Arzer. You never do both. The Ran says no. What the Mishnah means is like this. The Mishnah is talking about Night El Arzer. So you do chumim makam shiatzim misham nikir adin, but you also do chumim makam shalach l'sham. That's because of machlekes. Aishanim ne'em machlekes. That's why it says aishanim ne'em machlekes to tell you that even though you died the lagzer, you still have to do the chumim makam shalach l'sham because aishanim ne'em machlekes. But when you go from a makam she'ein eisen to makam she'eisen and you died the lagzer, so there you have to do the chumim makam shiatzim misham nikir adin and not do malacha. And don't worry about machlekes. Aim is them mishmashina machlekes. Now, Taizu Rosh is a very interesting thing in Abaye. Taizu Rosh says Abaye is l'shitase. Rava is going with this chilik of Dait the Lachs or Ain't Dait the Lachs, like we're saying in the Ram. But Abaye doesn't hold as any chilik. Abaye holds, Abaye answers the Teretz Rav Bar Bechana, the Eretz Yisrael, the Bavel, above the Teretz Yisrael, he doesn't hold Dait the Lachs. So what does Abaye hold? Taina the Taizu Rosh, Abaye holds that the your real minig is the Makam Shiatzim Misham. Even if it's ain't Dait Alakzer. Your minig is the Makam Shiatzim Misham. That's your minig, period. That's what you always did, that's what your fathers did, that's your minig. And that never changes. How come you do the Chumim Makam Shabbat Lasham, Shalach Lasham? That's because of Machlekes. That's not your minig. That's because of Machlekes. It can't be that that's your minig, you're Dait Alakzer. So why do you do it? That's because of Machlekes. In all cases, even if you ain't Dait Alakzer, the reason why you do that Makam is because of Machlekes. So Mimela, the din of Aishanim Ne'am Machlekes is just the Chumra. The Chumra Makam Shashalach L'Sham is Kosa Machlekes. But Lekula, you have to do the Chumra Makam Shiatzim Misham because that's your minig and you should never be Aizim minig even if it could cause Machlekes. That's what Abaye holds. Now saying in Rava, Rava holds no. Rava holds like Ravashi that the Pshal is your minig is the place you want to stay. But even if that's your minig, but still, Aishanim Ne'am Machlekes means you don't do your minig l'chumra, even if you die to l'achzah, you don't do the minig l'chumra if it's going to cause a machlekes.